All right, Joey. Third place, a podium finish. You're thinking this is the end of your career as far as maybe running here to Oswego?
It's not the end of my career. I'm going to still do the indoor stuff and some midget stuff. I'm having a lot of fun doing racing with Anthony and my son Joey. They're both, Joey races go-karts, Anthony races NEMA lights, and I really enjoy going and watching them race. And you know, it's a bittersweet day. You know, I won last night in the NEMA midget, drove all the way from New Hampshire back to here, got here 4 o'clock this morning, slept for 3 hours, and right back at it. And to come 24th to 3rd here in my last race and cross the finish line probably inches away from a second place finish with Mike Barnes, it don't get any better than that.
How was your race?
We got back to about 30th or 31st in the beginning. The car was terrible. I mean, we changed probably 10 things before the race, and I started the race, and I said, man, this is going to be a long race. And about lap 125, it started getting a little bit better. And I just rode and saved my tires, and at the end, I mean, it was the smartest move. And if it was another couple laps, we might have came away with a win.
Any concerns for fuel at all?
The last couple cautions, I was shutting the fuel half off to try and conserve. I was running probably about one lap 150. I was on my side cell, and it actually ran out of fuel, and the car shut off. And they made a T-handle, so I actually punched it down, and it switched over to the rear cell, and it was like sputtering, and then the yellow came out, and it recuperated, and never skipped a beat after that. So I think we would have been good for another couple laps.
Any close calls there for you today other than the fuel?
There was a couple close calls. I mean, here he is, and Tim Snyder. He got loose, I got loose at the same time. We hit.
Me from spinning out because I thought I was done.
We hit, and I went for the guardrail. I don't know where he went, and it was just good, hard, classic racing.
Who do you have to thank for your third place run today?
First and foremost, I got to thank FX Caprera. Harley Davidson, they were behind us a lot. Sandusky Speedway, you know, the Jay Cox family stepped up and they bought me some tires. Tom Salvador, Joey Wickham, you know, Burke's Home Center. Chuck has been with us forever, and you know, he's done a lot for us. And I gotta just thank everybody. You know, this is, like I said, it's a bittersweet day. You know, I think this is the end of my career at Oswego, and nothing better than a podium finish. I got passed by.